December 26th. I'm glad to be a part of AA, of that great fellowship that is spreading over the United States and all over the world. I am only one of many AAs, but I am one. I am grateful to be living at this time when I can help AA to grow, when it needs me to put my shoulders to the wheel and help keep the movement going. I am glad to be able to be useful, to have a reason for living, a purpose in life. I want to lose my life in this great cause and to find it again. Am I grateful to be an AA? Meditation for the day. These meditations can teach us how to relax. We can be of service to other people in a small way, at least. And we can be happy while doing it. We should not worry too much about people we cannot help. We can make it a habit to leave the outcome of the things we do to the higher power. We can go along through life doing the best we can, but without a feeling of urgency or strain. We can enjoy all the good things and the beauty of life, but at the same time depend deeply on God. Prayer for the day. I pray that I may give my life to this worthwhile cause. I pray that I may enjoy the satisfaction that comes from good work well done. Growth. Just as when we were children and grew out of our favorite toys and clothes, we sometimes grow out of things as adults. People, jobs, homes. This can be confusing. We may wonder why someone or something that was so special and important to us last year doesn't fit the same way in our life today. We may wonder why our feelings have changed. When we were children, we may have tried to fit into an outgrown article of clothing onto our body. Now, as adults, we may go through a time of trying to force-fit attitudes that we have outgrown. We may need to do this to give ourselves time to realize the truth. What worked last year, what was so important and special to us in times past, doesn't work anymore because we've changed, we've grown. We can accept this as a valid and important part of recovery. We can let ourselves go through experimentation and grief as we struggle to make something fit, trying to figure out if it indeed is no longer a fit and why. We can explore our feelings and thoughts around what has happened. Then we can put last year's toys away and make room for the new. Today, I will let last year's toys be what they were, last year's toys. I will remember them with fondness for the part they played in my life. Then I will put them away and make room for the new. Emmanuel. And so he was born, this glorious, impossible baby, in a stable in Bethlehem. Mary and Joseph had to leave home because of the general census ordered by Rome. So Joseph took his young pregnant wife to register in Bethlehem because he was of the house of David. Little Bethlehem was crowded, overcrowded with people coming to register. There was no room at the inn, no place for Joseph to take Mary, whose labor was beginning. How terrifying for Mary to be racked with pain while Joseph tried helplessly to find some place for them to stay. Finally, they were guided to a cave where animals were lodged. There, Mary gave birth to the infant Jesus, surrounded by lowly cattle, by donkeys, and oxen. Exhausted but filled with joy, she laid him in a manger. Nearby, some shepherds were out in a field with their flocks when suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared before them, and the glory of the Lord shone brilliantly all around them, and they were terrified. "Fear not," the angel cried, and told them of the birth of the child who would bring joy to all people. They were told that they would find this holy child wrapped in linen cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly, the angel was surrounded by a host of heavenly angels, singing in a mighty chorus to the glory of God. When the angels left and the shepherds were able to speak, they hurried to Bethlehem. There they found Mary and Joseph, just as the angel had said, and the baby lying in the manger. They told Mary and Joseph about the angels, and Mary listened and treasured their words. Gently, the shepherds placed the simple gifts, a lamb, a woolen wrap, a ball, by the baby, and then Mary and Joseph were left alone with the child marveling. Holding the child in her arms, rocking, singing, Mary wondered what was going to happen to him, this sweet, innocent creature who had been conceived by the incredible love of God and who had been born as all human babies are born. God, come to be one of us.